Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson, and welcome to the Lunch Grill. Hilarious, hilarious. You know what? My assistant contacts me and she goes, "Hey, are you doing the Lunch Grill today?" And I was so engrossed in my work till I looked at the clock and I'm like, "Oh, I'm supposed to be on the grill." So we're doing a little late today, but we appreciate your listenership. For those who are tuning in, that my Lunch Grill is usually 11:30 to 12 o'clock on Wednesdays, but I did not want you to miss out on any of my cooking up, frying up, grilling up topics, business topics here on the Lunch Grill for those of you that are small business owners, women in business, emerging businesses, and the like. So we want you to get your information and run with it. This is Business on the Edge. We are your small business problem solvers. We are servicing small businesses with business coaching and consulting services, training classes, and seminars around the globe. For a free 30-minute on the edge consultation, call 408-357-0951 or email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. By the way, I am the show host for AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. We are emerging. I think we're emerging out of the ashes of our economy downturn. Of course, we had years ago the crash in terms of all of the computer crash, industry crash, but we are coming back. Silicon Valley is coming back. We're growing. We're doing better. We're expecting growth in the technology industry, obviously, and a lot of that to come out of Silicon Valley. So we're looking forward to how things are going to unfold in the next 5-10 years. We always like to appreciate our listeners around the globe. Thank you for tuning in and checking in on us. If you're at work, try to listen and work at the same time. Don't cheat on the job. Do your job. And if you want to call in and ask any questions during the show, you can certainly do that in the numbers there on your screen, 347-884-9043. What are we grilling on the edge today? How about your manager? What do you think? You know, call in, and you can be anonymous, and you can just say your name is anonymous, and call in and tell us how your manager is. Do you have crazy, wacky managers? And when we talk about managers and grilling up, it doesn't mean that they have to be bad managers. I'm just saying some of them are difficult to work with. But what are some important managerial skills or things that managers should think about? And if you're running a business, things that you should think about as a manager. And if you missed my show on Friday nights on AM 1220 KDOW, and if you want to listen live, you can listen at kdow.biz on Friday nights live. I talked about managers, and I talked about the top 10, well, not the top 10, but 10 companies that were small businesses that became Fortune 500 companies. And one of those companies were Apple, of course. And we looked at eBay, and we looked at, you know, just various Safeway, various businesses that were small and became great Fortune 500 companies. And I think part of that is because of you have to have smart managers. And when you're a small business owner, many small business owners that are starting out, and if you listen to any of Brian Tracy's stuff, small businesses, you are starting out with the money that's in your pocket. And so, which means that you're not only doing that, but you're wearing 50 different hats, and you're trying to get everything going, and you're trying to get, you know, a team that'll work with you. And sometimes, you know, those are really, really slim days when you're trying to get your products and services off the ground. And service industries, if you're you know, not selling some specific product and it's really, you know, a service, maybe it's writing resumes. Or, you know, sometimes it's just hard to get your business going. But one of the things that the top, and I have four top reasons why I think those small businesses that we named and talked about on KDOW became Fortune 500 companies. I think number one, absolutely, that what they had in common was a vision. They were visionary managers. They were visionary business owners. And so what do visionary managers, what does that include? What do they need to do? They need to have smart leadership skills. Now, I know I mentioned Steve Jobs, and Steve Jobs' leadership skills, he was a great leader. He was accused of really being a little bit of a jerk in terms of his management style. But I think in his defense, I think Steve Jobs, I think he just saw the vision, and he was so clear and sure on what he was envisioning in his own mind for that product, and he could see the talent that those that he worked with, his team, Steve Wozniak, as they developed their relationship on how they were developing and bringing new technology to the masses. And I don't know if Steve knew he was going to bring such great product to the masses, but I believe that he wanted to, and the vision that he saw that was a possibility, and I think that's what drove him as a manager. And as a result, I bet you more often than not, and I haven't done any kind of survey, but it would be interesting to know what people are saying about Steve Jobs and how what he pulled out of them. Did he pull the best out of them? Did he challenge them to become better than what they were the day before? And I think that you know, if that's his only flaw, and we have some of the best technology that we like working with today in the world, with our cell phones, with computers, with what and what we enjoy in entertainment, you know, from Pixar. So I think, you know, that's not too bad of a legacy to leave behind, you know, in my opinion. So, but number one, you have to have vision. And so, and being a leader and being able to inspire the workers and the team that you're working with. And then you want to be able to, you know, understand human behavior and how the management and staff interrelate with one another in terms of that, and getting people to move. How do you get people to move forward on a vision or a project or a service? Or, you know, you want to get people in the door. You want to get, you know, how do you get your team motivated and moving forward? And I think visionaries do that. And I certainly believe that Steve Jobs was one of those guys that were able to do that. You know, here's a quote by Peter Drucker, and I think it was really cool. The entrepreneur always searches for change, responds to it, and exploits it as an opportunity. Visionaries. And if you manage that, and of course that was the end of the quote, but if you manage that, I think you're going to see extraordinary opportunities in your own world or in your business world or in your professional world. So I think that's, you know, kind of awesome in regards to that. What else do you think managers should have? You know, what should you look for? You're a visionary. You must, you know, number two, really, you must inspire. And I talked about inspiring a little bit in the visionary component, but you have to inspire. No one wants to work with – have you worked with a manager? You know what? I'm going to tell this, and I hope they don't – I hope when I say this, that this person never tunes into this show and listens to this. But I know a manager who – and I won't say any names because in the event that they do listen to this show, they're going to hear me talking about them. But they are probably one of the worst managers on the planet. I mean – and it's a female – and they rule, and you have this in the workplace, they rule by the iron fist or fear, rather than wanting to bring the best out of people. But it's this attitude of you do or die kind of experience. And I don't think that they do as much as they can do within their organization that would make it great. This particular manager works for a major organization. And when you walk away, when your employees walk away and they are more wounded and beat down and stressed out, I got news for you. You just are not a good manager. And I don't care if you own a business or you're running a department. Great leaders, and not all managers will aspire to have great leadership skills, but great leaders were great managers, and they found a way to pull the best out of their team and to say thank you and to look for opportunities that were going to make them great. I think where women kind of lose it sometimes because we're emotional, we do get connected, that when you have to be able to, when the time comes to make hard decisions and difficult decisions, you have to be careful that you maintain the right healthy employee-manager relationship and boundaries, so that way, and employees have to understand that. So if you're working for a manager and a female manager who opens up a little bit more and allow you a little bit more into their world, you know, don't be insulted and offended when they're doing their job. Let them do their job, because there's an end goal. And if they don't, what's going to happen is that you're not going to reach that end goal. And then you're not going to have a job. They're not going to have a job or a business. And so you have to look at it as they have to do their job. I have a great assistant. And sometimes, you know, I know that it gets hot in the kitchen. And so she feels like probably that she's on the grill from time to time. But let me tell you something. She's awesome. And I've watched her grow in the last couple of years to an extraordinary young woman and what she provides for this company. And what's interesting is that the more that I see the growth and the potential, the more I press to allow her to get to where she needs to get. And so it's exciting to be able to give people an opportunity to expand and grow as managers. And if you want to be a great manager and a great leader, give your team an opportunity to fly and flourish. We actually have a caller, and I am going to bring them in and see what they want to help cook up on the grill and talk a little bit about managerial skills and leadership, really managers. Good afternoon. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm calling anonymously because my boss doesn't know that I'm calling in.
Okay, so what's going on? What can we do for you?
I wanted to let you know that I really enjoyed your show on Friday when you were talking about the various companies that were startups initially and that right. They ended up becoming Fortune 500 companies. And so I just wanted to just share that, and I really enjoyed your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Right. So you caught that on the live show, the AM 1220 KDOW show.
Yes, I am a faithful listener to them. I love listening to them. And I've also listened to Rob Black in the morning, but I really enjoy your show. It's kind of a smooth Friday night evening. So
we try to make it enjoyable. We try to make it enjoyable. I appreciate it. And so what exactly do you do? Do you work in business? Are you a business professional or are you a business owner? Tell our audience a little bit about what your role is.
I am a business professional for a startup company. And, yes, it's very exciting. This is something I've totally changed from the medical field to entrepreneurship and business. And so I'm currently going after my degree, and it's been quite an experience because I've been in a supervisory role at this company. And so I've had to learn things about myself with managing employees as well as learning how to manage myself. So it's been trying, but it's very rewarding, and I am very encouraged to be on this journey.
Well, that's exciting, and definitely be encouraged, because you want to, great managers, and I said this before, you know, you can be a manager, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be a great leader. But great leaders are always great managers, because they learn how to work with their people and work with their teams and giving them an opportunity to really grow. And that doesn't necessarily mean, and it certainly doesn't mean that employees or teams walk all over their managers. It just means that they are able to cultivate an environment where everyone can flourish. And if you can get that going, then you're going to do an exceptional job, and you're going to create changes within your own environment and within your company that you work for, and I'm sure that you are an asset to your company.
I would like to say so, yes, I do believe that too.
Good job. That's right. You have to believe it about yourself. So, again, thank you for calling in, and we appreciate your listenership on Blog Talk Radio and as well as AMKDOW Business on the Edge as well.
Thanks.
So, you're welcome.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. So, again, you know, that's just an example of, and it's great for the callers to call in and you know, get their voice heard. I am always open to that. That is fantastic. And she says she's working for a startup company. If you listen to what she's saying, she works for a startup company, and she's also in a managerial role. Why? Because startup companies are working with people who you know, like I said, you're pulling the money out of your own pocket, and so you may not be able to pay top dollar for your team, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you can't bring people in and they learn and train as they grow. And so she's obviously been brought in. She's been entrusted in a role, a managerial role, that she's learning about herself. And that's good, you know, and you can learn about yourself. And as you learn about yourself, you can transition and become a better leader. My example for the leader or the manager, I'm going to be careful, the manager who really kind of intimidates her staff. It's not a smart way of doing business. And just because you have a business, for those of you that are business owners, do not give you the license to mistreat your staff, your personnel, your contractors, or whatever the case may be. And I am so past tired for those managers that feel comfortable with swearing at their clientele, their customer, not their customers, but their team. First of all, you can get in some serious trouble with that. You can be reported. But the other thing is that it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable to throw accusations at your employees. You know, there's always a way to get information and get answers. So be a smart manager. Make sure that you're inspiring your team. Be a visionary and see what you want at the end and achieve that goal. Doesn't mean that it doesn't get hot in the kitchen sometimes or it doesn't get hot on the grill. It just means that you can choose how you're going to respond and how you're going to achieve your goal, because the point is that you do want to achieve something. And so part of that is going to be how you behave as well. So keep that in mind for those of you that are managers. So what else do managers need to know? Number three, my number three pick for managers. The other thing is that managers, you have to plan. You have to be a great planner. You cannot, you know, you're not going to achieve your goals, and your team is not going to respect a manager that is not planning and really putting things together in a smart way. You want to plan well. Plan your strategy. Plan, you know, you have your business plans, but you know, when you have your business plan, that's one plan. But then you have projects, you have things that you want to achieve. And so you do a project plan and you deploy it. And planning is one thing, and execution is another. So you want to be a great planner, and then you want to be able to execute. So great managers, or companies that I believe that became great companies or became Fortune 500 companies, They have the ability to plan and execute. So you want to be a visionary and be able to see, because you can't build or develop something you can't see. If you can't see it and don't believe in it, you're not going to be able to build it. You really, you know, because that's where the passion comes in from, is because you love it and you see that vision. So when you hear Steve Jobs talking about passion, you really do, because if you don't have passion for what you're doing, it's going to be mundane. You're not going to get any value out of it. And if you're a business owner, you're going to quit. So that's just the way it is. You're going to quit what you're doing because, you know, you don't have the vision and the passion. But inspire your people and then plan and execute your project, your goal, whatever you're trying to achieve in that. And while we still have some time here on air, I have about 9 minutes left, grilling it up on Business on the Edge Extended. Managers are on the grill, and if you are a manager and you need to improve your managerial practices, I recommend that you do it. It's not rocket science. You know, you can take classes or training classes, or you can get certifications. There's all kinds of ways of improving your managerial strengths, and some of that is behavior. So your behavior can change. So any behavioral thing that you would need to change, you can do that as well. But I want to kind of go over, because I think this is kind of fun, what managers think that employees want. And I'm a different kind of manager, and I'll tell you what that is when we get done, if I have time. But here are 10 things that managers think employees want. And I'm going to, in addition to that, I'm going to tell you what employees really want. So what managers think employees want, and then what employees really want. So let's toss this stuff on the grill. Number one, managers think employees want good pay. But what employees really want, and this is number one, and I'm going to go in order of this hierarchy. Number one, what employees really want is interesting work versus good pay. Interesting. Number two, what managers think employees want, job security. And that sounds reasonable, right? But what employees really want, and I think this is fascinating, so pay attention, managers, to the top three things that your employees want. Number two, managers think employees want job security, but what employees really want, full appreciation of work done. You know what? I say this all the time to my customers. Thank you and appreciation goes such a long way with me. It goes a long, long way. You could stretch that thing out probably around the globe. You ever see that commercial on TV and they're talking about the, you know, water bottles, and we drink so much water that the plastic could, you know, span the globe, you know, a couple of times or something like that. Interesting. Appreciation, that's how it is with me. It goes a very, very long way. So remember that your team wants to be appreciated. Say thank you. You know, pat them on the back. I know sometimes that correction has to happen and everything, but when they do well and do good, let them know, you know what, that's a good job. I appreciate what you've done. Or say something to encourage them to want to keep working for you, because they do not have to work for you. And you might think, well, they want to get a paycheck. Well, you know, I know the economy is tough, but truth be told, you know, you can transition out of jobs. It's not like that still doesn't happen. So I would not be so overly confident that they could not go somewhere else. So number three, what managers think employees want, promotion and growth. Promotion and growth. And what employees really want, feeling of being in on things. So talk to them. Include them in on project discussions and really allow them to have a voice and a say in terms of what's going on. Even if it doesn't work or whatever, but when you feel like you're working with a team, we talk about teams and we talk about team building, but if you're really not a team builder and you're a micromanager, then that's really not, you're not really developing a great team. So think about that. So the top three things that employees really want, number one, they want interesting work. Number two, they want to be appreciated. Number three, they want to be in on things. What's number four managers think employees want? Good working conditions. How about that? Number four, what employees really want, they want job security. Number five, managers think that employees want interesting work. And what employees really want for number five is good pay. Interesting. That's like number five on the scale is pay. It's like, so managers, remember that. So when you think that they're just there because they're trying to collect a paycheck, that's like number five on the list. We have a top 10 list, so that's like halfway on the employee's list towards the bottom, if you look at it that way, not towards the top. Towards the top is interesting work. So keep that in mind because they can, you know, choose and shop themselves around and eventually get another job. And they are probably a great worker. And oftentimes you'll find that you have some really loyal and dedicated people that really would do and are doing their absolute best. But as managers, if you're not a good manager, you can lose those great employees or those great contractors or those great workers. And I can tell you now, I have a customer that I am going to have to let go as a customer because they are, and I feel sorry for their employees because they really, really are not a good manager. In fact, they should listen to this show. They are really, really a poor manager. I think that they mean well and want to do well, but they really do not know how. And as a result of that and their inability to be teachable, they are losing their opportunity to see better growth in their company. So that absolutely it impacts your bottom line because of being able to get new customers in this particular business. It is really, really a long process to get in a new customer. But when your managerial skills and how you deal with your employees and your customers and the things that you say can kill your opportunity to be able to see that growth, because it's amazing, amazing what you say out of your mouth that impacts your reality. You know, what do they say, like self-fulfilling prophecy? If you are, you know, I don't know if you guys are from the old school of watching like Gulliver's Island, and I used to watch Gulliver's Island when I was a little girl in the Midwest, and they always had this character on the show, this little guy, man who would say, you'll never make it. Whatever was going on, you would never make it. It was so, so, so negative. And this manager is so negative that they're killing the life out of their business and their staff and customers, you know, are not responding well. And I'm thinking, you really want to change your strategy on that. So keep that in mind because you do impact your bottom line and your future growth. Number six, managers think employees want tactful discipline. What employees really want for number six is promotion and growth. Number seven, managers think that employees want loyalty to employees, and what employees really want are good working conditions. So number eight, managers think employees want full appreciation of work done. Number eight, how about that? Are you kidding me? You're gonna wait to tell your team and your workers, like number eight, you're gonna put that so far on the scale because you can't say thank you. That's so sad. Number eight for what employees really want are loyalty to employees. Number nine, what managers think employees want, help with personal problems. Guess what? Number nine, and employees, that's the same, you know, employees want that. That's the only thing that they can agree on is that managers and employees think, for number nine, help with personal problems. And number 10, feeling of being in on things. Managers think employees want feelings of being on things. And number 10 for employees, what they really want, tactful discipline. So they don't really care totally how you discipline them. Respectfully, keep that in mind. Anyway, we're about out of time. Anyway, I appreciate you coming in on the lunch grill. If you're a manager, really think about how you're managing people and managing your projects and keeping your vision, your plan, your people inspired, and giving them what they want, and employees give your managers what they want, that are being good to you, and have a great, great, and fulfilled experience in your professional experience. Tune in again on Friday for what we're going to be talking about, Business on the Edge, on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, KDOW.biz. We will talk to you soon. Have a great day.